Thanks, Rory, and good morning to everybody. So, Indira Mukherjee, nice to meet you. 6 months into my first role in the public sector as a long-standing business guy, this has been a very interesting experience. So I'd like to share a few perspectives with you, both from a private sector point of view and also from a public sector point of view of the world of innovation as I see it. I've worked in my career for different types of organizations, which have ranged from businesses with dozens of people to businesses with hundreds of people and businesses of thousands of people. And I've been CEO for the last 25 years of my career. So I've had the experience of leading different examples of businesses from the very small through to medium size to the very large. I've seen tech innovation across hardware, software, manufacturing, intellectual property, licensing, M&A, restructuring, spin out, growth, turnaround in different countries, cultures, and I've lived and worked across the different parts of the world, both for public listed businesses, VC, and private equity. So why I said all that is because I've got a bit of a sense of the different experiences of the innovation journeys in different settings. The innovation journey, when done well, can be fantastic, one of the best things to do. And it could also have examples where it goes very badly. And the power of innovation can really make a difference to our society, to our economy. And that's what I want to come on to in some of the things that I want to share. So you don't need me to tell you that we are certainly living in very challenging times. These are times of huge change, but also times of massive opportunity, an opportunity to create what we all hope is a better future. We want to see a future of prosperity, good health, respect for our planet and environment, and a future of fairness, diversity, and equality. And innovation, which is for me the process which turns science and technology into added value business reality, is the vital ingredient to creating that future. And it's the vital ingredient to energize in the future. And that's why I'm really pleased to be on this panel and to speak about this this morning. So I lead Innovate UK, which is the UK's innovation agency. We drive productivity and economic growth to support businesses to develop and realize the potential of their new ideas, including those from the UK's world-class research base. We are the beating heart of the UK innovation system. So our mission includes engaging with young, innovative businesses to support and de-risk their innovation journey, helping them to thrive with a view to these businesses later becoming scale-up businesses here in the UK. This is our hope, this is our ambition, this is our dream. So we support thousands of businesses through innovation grants, through loans, and through our very substantial networks right across the UK. So we have the Innovate UK Edge network, we have our Knowledge Transfer network, and our Catapult network. And all of these networks support businesses at various stages as they start up through their journey to what we hope is the hope to scale up. Success for us is managed through the measure of economic and societal impact generated by the companies we support. And so we take the whole issue of their scale-up journey very, very importantly, very, very seriously. We also take our role as a public service seriously. So we are a public service to UK business. And so we deploy public money for impact. And we work to use that public money to leverage private capital for innovation. And we are accountable for the use of that public money, and we need to meet good standards and high standards, which are audited in terms of how we use that public money. And so invariably, in amongst all the thousands that we can support, there are inevitably some that we can't. And that's just a fact. And so really the intention is for us to use the public capital to its best effect and get the best return on investment for the UK. In terms of the work that we do, I like to use three words to describe the role that we play. Inspire, involve, and invest. So we want to inspire the finest minds to become innovators, to come through the system and to create value through innovation. We want to involve what is a very diverse and broad ecosystem in the UK. There are many bodies, groups, associations, labs, organizations, many different bodies. And so it's really important to harness the power of this ecosystem. And Innovate UK plays an important role in convening and harnessing that community and bringing it together. And then the third aspect is invest. And so we invest both cash and non-cash resources to de-risk innovation, to facilitate our domestic and international collaboration so that we can encourage private investment and drive impact in the UK business innovation. As we support the journey from science and discovery through to ideas and to innovation for business impact, we work very hard across the whole ecosystem, as I mentioned. You may know that in the summer, the UK government launched an innovation strategy. I think the first one of those for many, many, many years. And this was a very important step, a very important milestone in showing the focus, the current focus of on innovation. Innovate UK has just launched a plan for action to develop from that strategy, the government strategy, and how we are going to work to implement that going forward. That plan for action was launched at the end of last week. You can see it online, and it includes five themes for action. These are: theme one is to talk about the future economy. As you may know, one of the perennial challenges in innovation and work that you need to do for tomorrow. And you need to make the right balance between the two, because working to serve today is not good just by itself, and so you've got to do tomorrow as well. The next theme is growth at scale. This is something really important for the UK. We need to develop businesses that can really grow and scale, ideally here in the UK. And that's an important area. And our work on that is really essential to build the economy that we want to for the future. Our third theme is about global opportunities. The UK is 1% of the world population and I think it's about 1.5 or 2% of GDP. So there's a lot of the world outside the UK. And so we want to help our businesses to be able to access those opportunities, to work with them and grow and expand UK-based business, UK employment, by gaining opportunities around the world. And also to partner with businesses, international businesses, and encourage them to invest in the UK. The fourth theme is about the innovation ecosystem, which I mentioned earlier, and that's very, very diffuse in the UK, and one that we really need to do a lot of work to convene and pull together so we can get the best out of it. And the fifth theme was about government levers. And this is really important too, because in the UK, we have the opportunity to utilize better innovation in terms of public procurement, government programs, etc. And Innovate UK works very hard in that regard to help businesses, to help them in that journey too. And the six foundations that you'll see when you look at our plan for action are science and research strengths, which is very significant in the UK. Design, which is often an under-considered aspect of innovation. The societal impact and responsible innovation, that's really important too, because the innovation with responsibility is becoming a more and more of a big thing as we go forward. Having a societal responsibility in terms of how you innovate. The need to harness talent and skills, which I'll come back to later. Equality, diversity, inclusion, which I'll also come back to later. And the sixth foundation is about place and leveling up. And Innovate UK already operates throughout the UK, and it's very important for all of us as a society to remember that we want to spread the opportunity around all deserving parts of the UK. And for you as leaders, that will become a very important part of your work going forward. So I want to maybe conclude with a few thoughts on some themes as we go into 2022, and some themes that I want to share with you, which are important to me as a new leader of Innovate UK, and which will have my energy and focus as we go into 2022 and beyond. I mentioned earlier about impact. Impact is a really important part, because too often things that are done in the public environment, the focus is on the input. And for me and for us as an organization, our focus is on the output and ultimately the outcomes. And so impact is a very, very important thing to measure. So we've gone a long way in developing a logic model to link our inputs, outputs, and outcomes, and to be able to have a holistic way of looking at how we would measure innovation going forward and how we'd measure the success of what we do. And this includes things like private capital leverage. This includes things like growth of companies. There are many other parameters, and this is an important area that I think would be very interesting to pay attention to for the future, and one that I'd be very happy to answer questions on later or get advice and inputs from smart people. But this is a very important area for our work, the measurement of impact. I also want to point out that I mentioned earlier about place and leveling up. Innovate UK is already very well represented across the UK, and we already very well represented in all regions of England and also the devolved nations of the UK. So we have representatives in each of these areas, programs that support businesses in all of those areas, and a very, very dispersed and fair way of going about that. I think this will become a very much more important part of our role as innovators and people within this ecosystem. I think place is becoming a much more important part, and I think that's very good, and I think that's very important. I mentioned earlier about leveraging private capital. This is a very big thing for us. So one of the reasons why we deploy public money is to help leverage private money into innovation, money from industry, money from businesses, money from financial sponsors. And we have great examples of all those groups here in the UK. So during 2022, you'll see what we're calling the Transformer Project, which is to bring together the two ends of the businesses that we've invested both cash and non-cash resources into. And there are many thousands of those businesses. And on the other side, the access to private capital through corporate venturing, private venturing, VCs, private equity, angel funding, etc. So whilst it's not our role as Innovate UK to make the market, because we're a public service and we remain neutral, but we can help facilitate that market by convening the two sides of it, because it's really going to be important to make sure that we leverage private capital into business innovation in the UK. As a public service, I want to create a very clear shop front for Innovate UK to be able to be visible and accessible to all UK business. This will need work and a development beyond where we are today. Where we are today is okay, it's fit for purpose, but I think we have some way to go in terms of doing that. And so you'll see this come to fruition in 2022, and you'll see a much clearer shop front where UK business can find its services, needs, products that we can supply and we can help them with their innovation journeys. And that's a very strong ambition that I've got, and one that all our team is working on very, very substantially. I want to talk about two or three people issues to close off this short talk. First of all, skills. Of course, we need the technology and engineering skills pipeline to build the innovations and the innovators of the future. There is no doubt about that. And that's something that the UK has traditionally been okay at, but could do better. And this is why our attention as leaders into the skills pipeline is extremely important. But I also want to add the importance of blending in commercial skills in addition to technology and engineering skills. To be a successful innovator, to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to blend the two together. Global markets are very tough, they're very competitive. And so it's really important for technology-based innovators, for technology-based leaders to also develop commercial skills, sales, marketing, product launch, PR, communications. All these things are essential, negotiations, and also understanding of different cultures and different aspects of international business. I think this is an area that we could do much more on in the UK, and certainly Innovate UK is definitely committed to supporting that where possible. One last point to me as I close off, which is very important to me, and that is that I think we have a big secret underused weapon in the UK. I think we have an excellent potential, diverse talent base that has not been fully exploited here in the UK, in our own country. And to exploit it, we need to give more people the chance. We need to be more welcoming, to encourage people to become innovators, to welcome them into an innovation journey, to welcome them towards becoming entrepreneurs. And so we need to embrace the diversity that we have in the UK, not make those people who don't feel part of this feel that they should remain that way. We should embrace that and work out how to eliminate barriers, how to be welcoming, how to encourage diversity, equality, and inclusion, because that is not just the right thing to do from a human point of view, it's the right thing for us to do as a country from an economic point of view. And I think it's one of our secret weapons for the UK. Having lived and worked in Silicon Valley and throughout different parts of the world, I can tell you that our diversity, if we could use it, is one of the most important things we have as a country. And I really would wish you as the future leaders to be able to help with that as well. And so I wish you all the best for your future careers. The UK needs great innovators. The UK needs great leaders. And really importantly, we need great leaders who understand and can lead business innovation. So I wish you all the best and thank you very much for the attention and for inviting me to this event. Thank you very much. Back to you, Rory.